الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, one great advice from our elders to benefit from the talks of Deen. Alhamdulillah, we have been listening, most of us from childhood, we have been listening to talks of Deen. But many of us say, still no change come in my life. Because these four adab, etiquette, we do not observe them. Allah give me first, all of us the tawfiq to observe them. The first one is that we should be here and listen attentively. We shouldn't be here just, we're going for Islahi Jalsa. Everyone said, somebody told us come with, so we also come with. Alhamdulillah, that is good also. From there I'll just digress a little bit. Unfortunately, it always goes like this, and sometimes I keep on just digressing. But like, for example, today we see somebody, for example, making namaz. His haircut is very funny. Clothing is all different type of clothing, etc. There are two aspects to see it. One is, mashallah, he's making namaz. That is really something. But we look from the other side, a Muslim, this kind clothes, this kind hairstyle, this kind namaz, up, down, etc. So there are two sides that we look at things. So Allah Ta'ala, we must appreciate also that where Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the level people are in, whatever level, appreciate that. And from there, take them to a higher level. Bring them more closer. Don't push them away from there. That you are like this, you are like that, what kind of clothes you got, what you doing, and you push him further away. No, what he is doing, he's making namaz. Whatever, appreciate that and try and bring him closer. So anyway, so we came, we brought somebody, he came, mashallah. But the important thing is that we listen attentively. Our minds be present. And make the niyat that I'm going to listen attentively. If we don't do that, we will find automatically our mind will start floating away, thinking of other things. We are listening to bayan, but our mind is gone into something else. Or it might also happen, we will just fall asleep. Or we lose concentration because we didn't make that niyat. So this niyat is important, that I must listen the whole bayan properly. The second thing is that we must listen to remember. Many of us, we listen to a bayan, we'll go home, amongst our friends we talk, and then what was said, I forgot. Whole life it seems to that we are just carrying on like that. So this is all really just to do with niyat. Niyat, to listen attentively. And according to niyat, Allah's help comes also. Then we will listen attentively to the whole bayan. Our niyat that I must remember. Then I will remember whole life. In between, one little example. See, there are many of us, mashallah, whole life we're reading Quran Sharif. But we didn't become hafiz. Our niyat wasn't to remember. A hafiz student reads and his niyat is to remember. He wants to learn his sabah. And he in 2-3 years time, he becomes a hafiz. So like that, if we listen and we want to remember how many talks, what good points were told in bayan, we should be like a maulana today, like a allama today, amount of bayans we have heard, if we remembered that. But and it's just a matter of the niyat. Allah give us all tawfiq. Then the niyat of amal. Amal is very, very great. The niyat of making amal. How many bayans we heard, we can ask ourselves also. But our niyat wasn't of amal, so we find we're still just where we were. We find we are going up and down. We're going forward, going backward. Because our niyat was not of amal. Like now, Allah reward Maulana Yunus Sahab, Damat Barakatum. He says, read Durood Sharif. Now at that time, one Durood should come on our tongue. Make amal at that time. And when that happens, then we'll see, we'll get tawfiq whole life of making amal. We hear, for example, that you read La ilaha illallah sincerely, Jannat becomes wajib for you. So read La ilaha illallah. At that time we read it. And inshallah in this way, then amal will come into our life. But our niyat is not of amal, so we're listening all the time. But we find we're still just where we are. Or we are going backwards. And then the fourth thing, which niyat also we must make, to promote it, propagate it, go and tell others. When we go home, whether the wife asks or not, go and tell her, today the bayan was about this. With our friends, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, at the age we are normally here, this is not our age like students in a madrasa that they swat and they learn off. We have usually passed that, it's difficult for us. For us to remember, he said, just go and tell 10 people. And then automatically now when you repeated it 10 times, you're going to remember it. You repeated it 10 times, you're going to be making amal also. Then now, and to make amal, you have to repeat one thing so many, not times, so many years you have to repeat. Then slowly it starts coming into us. Just by saying it one time, listening to it one time, it's not. That's why wazakir, keep on reminding, make muzakara, over and over repeat. Then inshallah it will come into us. Allah give us all tawfiq. And then one very important sunnah that we should try and revive. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, make muzakara of sunnah so that it can be revived and come into our lives, is to respect and to reply to azan. We are very, very negligent. Those of us who are regarded as the pious, the learned, we also many times overlook them. Azan starts and it's like nothing has happened. What we were taught, if we're doing deeni work, there is permission. You can carry on with your deeni work. But then too, it's better that you stop and you listen to the adhan and reply to the adhan. And if it's dunya's work, then really it is very important that we should listen, respect the adhan and reply to the adhan. The verbal also, and then the practical is when we go to the masjid, that also we must reply. And the verbal also is so valuable. It is a guarantee of dying on iman. One of the many guarantees. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he taught us 9 prescriptions of death on iman. One of them is to reply to the adhan, read Durood Sharif, read the dua after adhan. حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي أَيْ وَجَبَتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my intercession for that person becomes compulsory. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will only intercede for the believers. Which means you will have to die on iman. And then the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Maulana explained, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's intercession by Allah will definitely be accepted. So Allah give us tawfiq to reply and to honor the adhan. Just Haji Ahmed Nahuda Sahab, Damat Barakatum, explained one lady in India, Muslim lady, but involved in very bad sins, selling herself, etc. But when her time of passing away came, she was talking Arabic. And she wasn't Arab, she doesn't know Arabic, she's not an alima. So they called the imam of the masjid, that what is she saying? So what she was saying, Hazani rajulani yaqulani li udkhulil jannah. Perfect, proper, and she don't know Arabic. These two persons here, men, are telling me entering to Jannah. So he asked, what kind of a woman was she? She said, you also know what kind of a woman. We all know. But however, one thing, whenever Azan should go, she should say, shh, 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 keep quiet, respect Azan. So Allah's system is Allah's system. But we have to follow Shariat according to how we have been commanded. But Allah's system, Allah loved that, and Allah made it that she died and she went straight to Jannah. Who told us now of Lanj, two ladies, Hindu ladies, that when that one, if she passed away, young girl most probably, somebody now in this few days told us, that when she died, Hindus cremate. So they wanted to cremate her, but her body wouldn't burn. So they asked the family, they said whenever Azan used to go, she should keep quiet, respect the Azan. Then they said there was another case also in Lanj, similar also. So if Hindu was living on Hinduism, but the respect of the Azan, and Azan is Dawat-e-Tamma. We don't know how the barakat of that, the Iman went in their heart and they respected the Azan. Allah give me, give us all tawfiq. And all the shi'ar of Islam, let us respect them. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Allah says you got taqwa in your heart if you respect the shi'ar of Islam. Masjid, respect the masjid. This noise we make in the masjid, etc. In Haram Sharif, Haramain Sharifain, the noise we make, etc. All the shi'ar of Islam, the flag post, the signs of Islam, respect them all. It's a very, very great thing. We can be weak Muslims, but we respect it. And so many instances, so many cases, what Allah granted these people. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Allah reward all our satis, what effort they have made for the Islahi Jalsa. And then we're getting, mashallah, Maulana Musa made a very beautiful observation that after this we're getting our Tablighi Ijtima, and after that the Madrasa Jalsa again. So three Ijtimas, three great efforts of Deen, the three main departments of effort of Deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ta'aleem, Tablighi and Tazkiyah. And here we are all fortunate it's happening right here. And may Allah let us appreciate all this and take maximum benefit from here. Since yesterday, Jummah, mashallah, Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Mutara, Damat Barakatum, all the other speakers this morning, what good talks were given. And all this was to explain to us that about our tazkiyah, what is this all about Islam? This is one more little effort from my side also. And that, what is this Islam? We are talking about Islam, Islahi Jalsa, that we must have Islah, we must make dua for Islah. What is this Islah? And how to do this Islah? That is a very, very important thing. And alhamdulillah, at one time, we thank our forefathers who came. They were very concerned about the maktab, the ta'aleem. And wherever they went, few families, they established a maktab. And that is what really kept us going in this country. Compared to the Muslims who went to other non-Muslim countries, where they went, many went to Muslim countries, our forefathers, etc. Even the other nationalities, where they established maktab, the deen of the Muslims was preserved. And where that was not done, we got washed away. Then, alhamdulillah, Allah made the work of tabligh same in our country. Allah reward very greatly our Haji Bhai Padia, Rahmatullah Ali, Rahmatan Wasia, who Allah made the means to bringing this work here in this our country when people just could not understand what is tabligh. Many people in India, when Maulan Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali started, great, great ulama, and it wasn't no difficult, it was the sincerity that when he started with a different type of effort, they said, now what is this happening now? And they were apprehensive of it. But we are not dealing with that now. But when he started his work, they saw that what the ulama could not achieve in centuries, he achieved in a few years. how the changes, people's hearts turn to deen, and we all know the great benefits of the belief. Then tasawwuf is something also still that we are not really so familiar with it, we are not so geared up with it. What is this tasawwuf about? What does it entail? What is the object? Some of us feel making zikr loudly is tasawwuf, which is not the case. Somebody feels that we have to become bay'at to somebody, that is tasawwuf, that is also not the case. And our Islahi Jalsa here is not that we want anyone to become bay'at to anyone. It is mainly that we realize what is this. And then when we realize our necessity, then to make our islah. And as Maulana rightly pointed out, to become bay'at is not compulsory. To make our islah is compulsory. And that also, you don't have to make it with anyone here or anywhere. Whoever your heart takes to, this is Allah wala. He will be able to guide me to Allah. I want to be guided to Allah, and He will be able to guide me. And whether that is somebody in the country, out of the country. Yeah, in Azadville, out of Azadville. Alhamdulillah, Allah's fadal. In Azadville, there are many, many great mashayikh also present. So whoever our heart takes to, this is an effort that we understand the necessity, the importance, the method of making our islah. So alhamdulillah, talks have been given in this direction, and very, very beneficial talks. Allah give me and us all tawfiq to take the maximum benefit, bring it into our lives. This is also one more humble effort that we try and understand what, and it is for me and for all of us who are in like what we call the khanqa. We are attending majalis, we may be mashayikh, we may be having our own majalis also, but hopefully this can help to make us understand more. See, for example, one aspect that in our makatib, our madrasa, and then you go to Darul Uloom, those who go to Darul Uloom, we acquire knowledge. But we all know that there are many of us, we acquire knowledge of deen, but we don't practice it. We learn how to make wudu, we are not making wudu, we are not making namaz, so we don't make wudu also. Many other things also. Then alhamdulillah, we go in jamaat, then the importance of it comes, we start practicing also. And then the khanqa in that line is that aspect where the reality, the essence of it comes into a person. A person acquired the knowledge in makatib. Actual system is from there already he should be practicing. But normally we find we don't practice. Go in jamaat, we start practicing. Then there is the real essence of it that has to come into us. And that will come when we come into the khanqa, the real essence of it. Another aspect of it is that in the madrasa, we learn about deen. In tabligh jamaat, we practice, we propagate it, and then, but the insight and all that, the makatib will teach us how to make wudu, how to perform salah, and generally, all this is the outward action. That namaz, our postures, how it must be, how to go in ruku, sajda, all that. In tabligh also, we will start practicing, but the inside of namaz, that normally won't be taught in the maktab. And it's not taught generally in the Darul Uloom also. Though all the ahadith, the ayat of the Quran come, but the focus is not directly. The khanqa, the focus is more on that. That's your namaz, the outward postures also. And alhamdulillah, many khanqas are such that the outward postures of namaz, a proper effort is made, practical namaz. That how must we raise our hands, how must we make our ruku, sajda. So it isn't just a matter of teaching, but to bring it. And then in jamaat, we practice upon it, then the inside of this, that has to come into us also. And that is done here. From another aspect, we see that we all, alhamdulillah, we made our maghrib namaz, we all had wuzu, we got wuzu, we made wuzu, or we had wuzu from asr, from before. But we made it with wuzu. But so we washed our face, our hands, as in wuzu what is required we made. But who of us washed our heart? The heart also had to be cleansed. We cleansed the outside. For example, our motor car, we shine it. We polish it, we shine it. But we don't worry about the engine. About putting, checking the oil, the water. We don't worry of putting petrol in the car. We just worried of shining it. And we don't service it. Never goes for a service. How long is that car going to give us service? How long is it going to take us from point A to point B? So the inside, the servicing of our deen, our wuzu we made outside. The inside, that we didn't want, the main part we all will understand, except is the heart. Hey, which is on our the madrasa this logo, the khanqa logo also, that the heart, there's a piece of flesh in the body. If it's right, everything will be right. If it's not right, everything will go wrong. So the heart. And this effort is not a very major effort. Like for example, if we went to a function, they served biryani. Wonderful, got the smell, everything. But they forgot to put salt in the biryani. Then you'll find all making excuses. Somebody will say, I had a very late breakfast today. Somebody else will say, I've got an upset tummy. I don't feel like eating. But the minute the salt is added, now you'll see how they will eat. How they will finish that biryani up. And the salt you have to add is not how much one day of biryani, one day of salt. No, not that. Then also it will become poison. You won't be able to touch it also. A little bit of salt. And it isn't a big effort also. You don't have to reverse and do a lot of things. Just add the salt. And also the actual procedure is, which is the correct cooking system, in the masalas from the beginning, you add your salt or your masalas. Not from on top you put it. That on top is just a taste, little bit. But if it is mixed in it, just like that also, this our what we call the khanqa effort. One is, students also feel that way. Many of us as youngsters, that when we grow old, we will change our lives. Students feel when we graduate, we will go and become bad. So they don't, it's not ingrained in them. It is afterwards added from the top. So that doesn't really give the actual that enjoyment. When it is from the inside, the masalas are done properly, and now you add your meat, you add your rice, your vegetables, whatever you are cooking, and it mixes properly with all that. In every part, the taste is there, and you get that enjoyment. So like this, this tasawwuf is just a little addition. If you spend 7 years becoming an alim, you don't have to spend 7 years by a sheikh. For example, you spend one chilla, the ulama say. Or if you spend 7 chillas, you go in jamaat was also for the same purpose. How to bring all that now and you become practical on it. So this is that effort that how what we have learned, now it comes into our life and the enjoyment. So for example, we all made wudu. Now to wash the heart is a very small amal. After wudu, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. We say so much, and again, the concentration, that now I'm washing. As Allah, you wash my outward parts of my body, you cleanse my heart also. And the heart, if we made wudu, but the heart is still filled with jealousy, with anger, with hatred, with pride, so the outside wudu will be done. Your namaz will be correct. Your heart mufti stuff, 100% your namaz. But that namaz where your heart was cleaned also. We made ghusl. We are all here with ghusl. Nobody is in janabat, alhamdulillah. And with ghusl is wudu also. So there also we read the dua. So our heart gets cleansed. So this is that effort where we cleanse the heart. So where we make effort in the madrasa, we acquire the knowledge. In tabligh, generally, the practice comes into us. We start practicing. And then the reality of it will come here. So Allah Ta'ala, and now the heart, it has to be cleansed. Of what must it be cleansed, and how must we do the cleaning of the heart? With regard to what it must be cleansed about, it starts right from the beginning, as Maulana was explaining, Allah reward Maulana, that first of all, there must be no shirk and kufr in the heart. First of all, no kufr in the heart, which we can call atheism today, which we can call secularism. And as Maulana explained also, the effort of shaitan, and let us remember who our enemy is. Our arch enemy is shaitan. And then, Ikhwanu Shayateen, the brothers of Shaitan. Minal Jinni wal Ins. From Jinnat also he's got his Hawariyin, and his Awan, his friend, and his helpers. And from Insan also he has got. And more worse than Shaitan, our enemy, is our nafs. Shaitan, for him to go astray. Another Shaitan, there wasn't another Shaitan. It was his nafs that made him go astray. So our nafs is our big enemy, and our nafs is with us. And Shaitan is our other enemy, two enemies. One outside enemy, who is there all the time, determined, adamant to destroy us, to mislead us. And worse, our inside enemy, Shaitan, nafs. And there he also wants to, nafs wants to destroy us. Nafs, from writings of our elders, we understand that it is either it refers to this body of ours, that and this body is made from sand and water, from the things of this, so it inclines to this. Or it is something which Allah puts, but its connection with the body and the demands and desires of the body are very strong. Ruh comes from Allah. And that is it, its desires of akhirat. Now who is going to be bossing? If the nafs is bossing and the ruh is now overpowered, the person starts doing all the things for this dunya. And if the ruh is made strong, all the food of the ruh is given. And that is the effort also in the khanqah, to make the nafs weak. Eat less, sleep less, etc. To make the nafs weak and make the ruh strong. And let the ruh control. And the ruh, its connection is with the heavens. It's with sublime and heavenly teachings of Allah Ta'ala. So when that is in control, then a person is righteous, he's pious, he works on deen, etc. So it is one of the two. So this is the effort which is made in the khanqah. That how to purify. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Allah takes qasam of the nafs. And how Allah has made the nafs balanced. And then, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Then Allah says, we put in the nafs, the desires also of fujur, of sin, this obedience also are there, and of taqwa, of how to stay, both are there. Nobody, if we do not have any desire of guna, then there would be no effort from our side. And if we did not have the power to stay away from guna, then we would be majboor, helpless. And then everyone should just go astray. So both are there. Now both are in front of one. It is now for the individual to see what he is going to choose and what he is going to stay away from. So these things, what they are, the first thing is the kufr. Disbelief in Allah Ta'ala. Which today, in the other word of it, is atheism. That a person doesn't believe. Another word also is secularism. Secular means everything minus Allah Ta'ala. You have a secular state, government. It means that government in which Allah does not feature at all. And an Islamic government will be one, Islamic Khilafat, where Allah is the doer and recognize that everything is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, secular education, we refer to the education that we go and acquire in schools, at universities, many times we refer to it as secular. But if it is secular, that is that Allah does not feature in there, Allah got no say in there, then that is secular and that is kufr, that is shirk, kufr, atheism. So we have to be careful. Worldly education, to acquire knowledge of dunya, how to build a house, how to grow our food, how to make our clothes, all these things are necessary. That is dunya's education. That is a different thing, and that has become now, and that is the history of that also, that how the enemies of Islam made that secular, and they took out Allah from there. And now it is just secular that we are the doers of everything. So the first thing is that what is this Islah about? That to cleanse our heart from kufr, that we don't believe in Allah. We believe that technology, we believe scientists, we believe that all the things of this world do things. Allah is not the doer. So that we have to work on that there. And then after that, we have to work on tawheed. That it is not only that Allah is doing, but Allah alone is the doer. And nobody and nothing can help and can do anything. Allah is the doer. And in the doings of Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah wants to use, a Nabi for Hidayat Allah will use. A Wali for Hidayat Allah will use. But Allah is not in need of a Wali, and Allah is not in need of a Nabi to give Hidayat. Hidayat, ulama have explained, one is Hidayat Bayan, that you explain what is the right thing, what are the right ways. And one is Hidayat Tawfiq, that Allah gives the tawfiq of it to a person. Now it comes from within himself. And that is what we have to beg Allah Ta'ala from. Many of us, we make bayan of what the right things are. Alhamdulillah, that is also something great. But yet it is not in our lives. When Allah gives that tawfiq to a person, and this is the meaning, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you also cannot give hidayat to whom you want to. Allah gives hidayat to whom He wants to. And when Allah gives that hidayat, a person by nature, he just goes towards righteousness. He becomes an ardent follower of the commands of Allah. He doesn't worry of anyone or anything. And Allah's full help is with such a person also. So this is that effort that we make, that how can that hidayat come into us? How can everyone get that hidayat from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? So this kufr and shirk, that has to go out. Then of course all the other things also, that the namaz of namaz, we learned how to make namaz in the madrasa. We became practical on namaz when we went jamaat, for example. Or some without going in jamaat also, they be are practical. But now to get the inside of namaz, the concentration and devotion of namaz, that is the effort that has to be done here. Though it is done in a maktab also, in a darul ulum, in tabligh also. But this is actually the maidan, the field, where now this effort has to be made. And then all the, for example, a person has got pride in him. One time, one great Allah wala was in a hospital. Was in a hospital, and they wanted to operate on him, and they wanted him his signature, that they can do the operation. So he said that, I will first make mashura with my spiritual doctor. So this, who is your spiritual doctor? We are your doctors. Who is now, where the spiritual doctor thing came about? Who is this here? So he said, call all the doctors of the hospital in Bombay and I will explain to you. And they came, he said, see, you people regularly take our blood. You test our sugar, you test our cholesterol, you test the functioning of the thyroid, the kidney, many things. How many tests? But can you test how much pride I got in me? Can you test and tell me by my blood how much of anger I've got in me? How much of jealousy I've got in me? So he said, no, that we cannot. So he said, that is the work of a spiritual doctor. That he will gauge and tell me, and he will specify, and he will give me my treatment for these diseases. So that is what we have to also get. Where other treatments we take, no problem. But this treatment, yeah, and the heart is the, if the heart comes right, everything will come right. But our mind doesn't go, that we have to wash our heart. Our mind goes, our houses, we will clean them. We will clean the garden. We will clean the outside of the house. Everything, toilet must be clean, bathroom must be clean, everything. But our heart must be clean. Our mind doesn't go to that. In our deen, we will make sure that our tilawat of Quran Sharif, we are doing it regularly. And we are reading and pronunciation of huruf and qawaid of tajweed. Spotless, perfect we do it. But the washing of the heart, that our mind doesn't go there. So that is why we are all gathered here. And yeah, it is not a case that the mechanic only fixes up the cars of all the customers. His own car also he has to fix. If he doesn't service his own car, and this is an ongoing process till mort. Till mort does not come, we have to be conscious of cleaning the heart and doing, bringing Shariat and Deen in our heart. And this is an ongoing process that we get perfection in this. All the time. As every many person wants perfection in his car. That it must be spotless, clean, etc. In his house. A woman wants the house to be spotless in everything. All these things. But the heart,
so this is that field where we have to work on that also.
So for that we are gathered here, that Allah Ta'ala brings it into us, we understand the importance of this very important aspect, and that we cleanse our heart. And if we don't pay attention to the heart, in this dunya already, when Malakul Maut will come, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, he will take what is in the heart. In the aeroplane you have the black box. Make our box a white box. That when Malakul Maut comes and he takes that iman. If our iman, just one other aspect also, which inshallah will benefit us, that for example a person, everyone worried about his health. So we decide, I must take out a health hospital plan, take out some insurance for my health, etc. I got a problem, I think my house will burn down, take out insurance for that. My shop will burn down, take out, where are we going to go? And the other side, La ilaha illallah. Allah is the doer of everything. You are relieved of so many things. So this is that effort, that so many things can bother you. You won't sleep at night also. You'll go mad also. But this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam offered. One kalima I've got to offer you. And it will do, you will become the rulers of the world also. The world will fall at your feet also. Your akhirat will be made also if you accept this one kalima. This is what is La ilaha illallah. That we leave out everything. So this is that effort. That we turn fully, completely, we turn only to Allah Ta'ala. And then more than that, the only way to reach this is no other way than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you look at it from another aspect, the cherry on the top of La ilaha illallah, Sunnatur Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You got the oneness of Allah, and you got your kamal of your tawheed when you have got the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and you follow in the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So this is an ongoing process for us all the time, that we have to make effort on this. So this is that. Now this is, if we understand, this is what we have to do. Now how to go about it? For example, as Maulana was explaining, the company of the righteous and the pious. And here again, it isn't necessarily, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has elaborated on this, that who you go to doesn't necessarily have to be that righteous, who your heart tells you. That this is a person that will guide me to Allah. It comes in our heart, I must have this pure deen. I must have devotion to Allah Ta'ala. And I will get it when I stay in the company of this person. And if that is not there, or your sheikh is far away from you, then one great other thing that works at that time, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When we are regular with our zikr, and we do our zikr as prescribed regularly, the cleansing of the heart takes place. Our house can be a show house, a beautiful, clean, spotless, but one day it's not clean, you can see the dust settling already. Toilet is used, we didn't clean it, you can see now it needs, the toilet has to be clean. The same way with our heart. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to go to the to Mewat, Muslim people, make effort. But on his return, and these people could make out, he could feel the effects on his heart. Though they were Muslims, but they were not really pious at that time still. So the effect was, and you should go to the khankas to wash away that. Today we go in wrong places. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said, you go in jamaat, you go to a place for mulaqat, and there is ghaflat, music carrying on, men and women mixing, maybe dancing also. That time make more zikr to protect your heart. And when you come from there, engage more in the zikr of Allah to wash your heart. But today we're not conscious that our heart is being affected with all these things. So to cleanse the heart all the time. So this regular going to the pious and elders, or the zikr of Allah. And you combine both, when you have that, alhamdulillah, then this is how the heart will get cleansed. Another thing that by which our hearts will get cleansed, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that hearts also become dirty. Rust overtakes them. Dirt, we commit gunas. Our heart, black spot forms. The way to clean it, tilawat of Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif tilawat cleans the heart. Muraqabah and maut.
To think of more, it cleans the heart. And many other amal are shown like this, by which our hearts will get clean. For us as general Muslims, we are not bay'at to anyone or anything, or even we are bay'at. One great way is to make shukr of Allah. And when you make shukr, Allah declares, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So read our Alhamdulillah. 33 times we read after Fajr, after Asr. And we do this, that we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the reality of shukr. And we'll just wait for Adhan to finish and then we'll complete inshallah. Reply to Adhan. Allah. Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا So to make shukr, not connection with Allah. And Allah becomes very happy. And we see all our du'as. We woke up in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. We came out from the toilet, Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adawa. Everywhere, if we do that, we'll show our connection with Allah. And with Allah's disconnection, Allah will increase us in good. Remove the dirt from our hearts. And the heart, this is the important thing that we have to work. And the qabr, the first question, Mar Rabbuka. That if our iman we thought was on insurance policies, if our iman was on all other things, then how will we enter in the qabr? Okay? So we have to see that this iman in the heart. And after that, all the other amal also, anger, pride, jealousy, we have to clean our heart. Husband and wife fights are mainly because of diseases of the heart. Fights between people in the world are because of problems of the heart. And we are not focusing on that. So Allah give us tawfiq and all the talks, listen to them again and again. And Allah give us tawfiq to make the zikr of Allah, to make islahi ta'alluq with somebody. And if we do want to get, become ba'at to whoever we want to, yeah, in the country, out of the country, who our heart takes to, we become ba'at also, we will benefit much more greatly. And the day our hearts are reasonably clean, perfection Allah grant us. But reasonably, Allah comes in that heart. And in which heart Allah comes, the joy that person, Allah who is the creator of all the enjoyment in the world, of all the beauty in the world, the creator of Jannah, all that enjoyment will come in your heart. Once Allah comes, but for that we have to clean the heart. That is what we have. Many a pious person, our namazes whole night tahajjud, but the heart is not cleaned. We will go, we'll do a lot of other, every year, Hajj Umrah also, Jilla also, but the heart is not clean and we're not thinking about clean. And as I mentioned, it's not a big process. It's not a difficult process. It's just focusing on it. Just that we realize that I have to clean my heart. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and inshallah the other programs will carry on. And Allah Ta'ala make it that we clean our hearts also, our bodies also, everything. And Allah be pleased with us, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.